This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here is Bobby Mercer. Good to have Mr. Mirth with us, who joins us on The Fan. Bobby, how are you today? How are you hitting them, all right?
I'm terrific. It's great to be here with you guys, especially on the golf course. You know, we don't normally get a chance to do this.
The one time we were there with Imus, that was not a pretty sight.
Boy, you guys dropped me like a hot potato.
I tell you what,
I know where I stand with you guys on golf.
We said he was a good center fielder, though. We got to get rid of him on the golf course.
You did. We got to win this event.
I haven't even heard from you guys since that day.
How are you, though? How are things going?
Great.
You feel like the Yankees have turned a corner here the last four or five games?
I think so. You know, it couldn't get any worse, I don't think. I didn't expect this ball club to play that bad. Of course, I mean, they've had numerous injuries. You can talk about the injuries all you want, but when you talk about the offense, you take Bernie and you take Nick Johnson out of there. I mean, it just goes to show you, especially Bernie in the middle of that lineup, how much he means to that offense and that on-base percentage and how they work those pitchers and then how Joe, you know, sets his lineup up. When Bernie and Nick are in there. I mean, and it, whoever thought the pitching staff, you know what I think happened is, in my own opinion, that the starting pitching kind of went bad for a while, which put a little bit more pressure on the bullpen, and the bullpen was struggling, obviously, and so that became a big issue. And then Giambi stopped hitting, Bernie got hurt, Nick Johnson, I mean, you go on down the line for excuses, but the main thing is that the Yankees are still in first place.
And they have played much better. And, you know, that Joe Riot Act, whoever you want to, how you want to classify it on Wednesday, seemed to be maybe the kick in the pants the team needed. You know, sometimes those team meetings, they go nowhere. Yankees have played a little more spirited since that discussion on Wednesday night.
Well, I think when Joe speaks, that team certainly listens. There's no doubt about that. But I think truly all of the ball club was embarrassed. I mean, you know, it's the first time ever that anybody, any team has ever been no-hit with six different pitchers. I think they were embarrassed. They finally, I think during that meeting, and I don't know that much about it. Joe can tell you more if you have him on here. He certainly, I'm sure, alludes to it. But they were embarrassed, and they knew that they weren't playing good baseball. Their focus was gone, it looked like, and they were just kind of, you know, sometimes you get the feeling sorry for yourself, like everything is not going right for you, and then you start pressing, everybody wants to do something that helped the ball club, and next thing you do, you don't help the ball club at all.
If you were playing that game, Bobby, would you be surprised? Joe didn't make a big deal about it, but would you be?
Jim Nance is going to come by. Annika Sorensen's right behind.
Oh, you guys want to draft him on your team now, don't you? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, he stinks too, Bobby. Hey,
hey, he blew it for Imus, and then now he's just the MC.
Through you and Imus.
Would you have been upset to have a guys in 8-0 games bringing in their two monsters?
Oh, that's all me crazy.
Dotel and Wagner in a game that's 8-0 to pitch a no hitter.
I certainly wouldn't be happy about it. For sure. I mean, they knew they had something going, and they wanted to protect that, and they've got some good arms there. But the main thing is that the Yankees got no hit. That's the bottom line.
No doubt the bottom line. What's your thoughts on Matsui, Bobby? He seems to be hitting the ball a lot better as of late. He's got a lot of RBIs. You know, he's almost got 50 ribbies, which is hard to believe.
You've got to teach him to roll it like Mercer used to, flip it into that seat.
That's what they're teaching him. Try not to roll it.
He's hit the ball, but, you know, great start, lousy middle. A lot better here lately. He seems to be snapping out of it a little bit.
Well, I think so. You know, if we had the answer to why hitters go into slumps and how to get them out of it, we wouldn't be on the radio today. We'd be in our own jet, you know. But
that's
there's
true.
Really no answer to that. Players go into slump. Good hitters just don't stay in slumps very long. Bad hitters, they stay in it a little bit longer. But Matsui, I mean, he's a professional hitter. He knows what he's doing up there. I know that he... here's the fact that he's not hitting home runs like he did in Japan, and I don't think he has the type of swing that he's going to hit those type of home runs. He stands a little bit further away from the plate So he looks for the ball out over the plate and the opposite way, but he can turn inside if he's looking inside.
He's not a guy, Bobby, and there's a lot of them now in the majors, who can hit the ball out any direction. He's not hitting the ball out to left field. He doesn't drive the ball well enough to hit the ball out to left center. You know, a guy like Giambi, not just Giambi, there's a lot of guys now who hit the ball out all over the baseball field. This guy's not hitting the ball out to the opposite field.
No.
There's no way.
But he doesn't have the swing to do that. I mean, you know, he's got more of a line drive, a gapper type of swing. But I tell you what, don't sell him short. He's got plenty of power. I've seen him when he does turn on a ball and hits the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, it just jumps off his bat. Now, whether he's thinking about that at Yankee Stadium, I'm not sure he's thinking about hitting home runs. It looks to me like he just wants to make contact, put the ball in play, and take it from there.
Jeter's not done anything. You want to chalk it up to trying to make up for lost time, putting too much pressure on himself. Maybe he's still not 100%. He has really struggled offensively. Bobby, what's your thoughts on that?
It's June. It's still early. I mean, this kid had a severe injury. You got to remember that, and he missed a lot of games early in
and probably in came back too fast.
He could have been. I mean, he could. Normally, the Yankees, they learned a long time ago, and one thing that they really do well is that when one of their players gets hurt, they make sure that when they bring them back that they're almost 100% ready to play.
But Jeter is such a freak about wanting to get back on the field. He probably pushed real hard
to
get back.
He was bugging them big time.
Right.
But, I mean, they've had players do that before, and they're not going to go against what they want to do as an organization, and they don't like to bring players back early from injuries. They want them to be 100% because they don't want them to go down again. I mean, I think it just takes a little bit a time, you know, and DJ, he does a number of things that can help you win a ball game besides, you know, hitting. And I still think it's early, and before this season is over with, he's going to play a major role like he always has since 1996.
Do you like Juan Rivera as a hitter despite his problems of late? Do you like Juan Rivera as a prospect?
Well, I mean, you know, as an everyday player?
Well, no.
Well,
I don't know yet. I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I've seen enough either. I mean, I've seen some things that he does well.
Last year, Joe thought he was going to be an everyday player. This year, he looks very much overmatched at the plate.
Well, you know, he's gone through some problems. There's no doubt about that. But so have a lot of guys up and down that lineup. They've gone through some problems, too. I don't know that I have seen him play enough to make that distinction or that, you know, that call on him. But he's shown signs that he knows what he wants to do when he walks the home plate. I mean, he's batting ninth in the order, and when there is a man on second base, he looks like he wants to hit behind the runner. I mean, he shows signs that he's thinking about what he needs to do each and every time he goes to home plate. So I think that's progress.
But the Yankees might be getting a little bit of their swagger back. You know, that Clemens thing on Friday night was a clean win. He pitched well, and boy, what a story he is, huh? 40 years of age, Nolan Ryan pitching like this.
Throwing 99 against Sosa.
Amazing.
I mean, just even if that gun's a little high, he's still throwing 97. And the best thing that the Yankees have going for him right now is Rivera looks like Rivera of old.
Yeah,
he finally looks like he looks better than he did any time last year, and now he looks automatic. Those are two good hitting teams that he didn't give up a hit to in four appearances this week, Houston and St. Louis. Boy, he just drove them home. He was great those four appearances.
You know, Roger is just a wonder. I mean, I love to see him work. I love to see how he approaches a game and the compassion that he has and the history that he knows behind the game and how much he loves it and appreciates what he has had an opportunity to do. Those are the types of really superstar and great players when you have a chance to meet them and see them and how they approach the game. But like you said, I mean, here's this guy 40 years old and he's still averaging around 94, 95 miles an hour with his pace. He's a power pitcher. That's what he is.
Unbelievable. At 40 years of age.
At 40 years of age. But that goes back to a lot of work building up the 40 years of age and the work that he continues to do. Mariano Rivera, he's doing a couple things, at least one thing this year that I've never really seen him do that much. And he's got the cutter. You know, the right-handed hitter.
You don't throw the cutter as much anymore.
No, but the cutter, the right-handed hitter has a little bit better chance.
Much better chance.
Much
especially
better
because
chance
the right
it's going, away from them.
Right.
And if he does hang it a little bit, they got a better chance to put the meat of the bat on it.
Right.
But he is starting the cutter on the right-hander inside to the right-handed hitter. And it's breaking. It looks like from the right side, it looks like it's going to be a ball. And then it breaks over on the inside part of the plate. For a strike.
And it looks like a lot more two-seamers to the right-handers than I'd seen before, too.
He uses a two-seamer that just keeps them honest in there, and it makes that little cutter, you know, more effective of a pitch there.
Yeah, because I wouldn't throw anything lefties anything but the cutter. Why would you?
Well, why would you? I mean,
because it just hits them on the fist.
All he does is break bats.
What would you do if you were left-handed? Now, the only lefty I've seen who hits him is
Palmeiro.
I'd move
off the plate, for one thing.
Is that what you do?
Absolutely.
I mean, Palmeiro is the only left-hander who hits him. The other guys who hit him are all right-handed, like Edgar.
Moving off the plate, he can't throw inside. You're just not going to swing at it. In that situation.
If you move off the plate a little bit, it just looks like you could have a little bit longer swing. I mean, game. When you're standing on the plate or close to the plate, I mean, it's just like a buzzsaw. I mean, it just keep bearing in on you. And if you don't get that head out real quick, and most of the time if you do get the head out real quick, you pull it foul.
Right.
So you can't even keep it fair.
So step away from the play. Bobby, good talking to you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks talking to you.
We'll
guys.
Get you back on with the Ironman. We'll get you
yeah,
back on.
Yeah, that's a promise.
Well, we've won about 20 years in a row. We can blow one. We'll let you back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Bobby Mercer, Mike, and Chris. Good to have you aboard here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.